ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. Today, this morning on Jagannath Mishra Festival Day, we are taking a verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi Leela, 31st verse, text number 31st. Sakala Vaishnava Shuna Kari Ekamana. चैतन्य कृष्णेर शास्त्र मत निरूपण सकल वैष्णव शुन करिएक मना चैतन्य कृष्णेर शास्त्र मत निरूपण सकल वैष्णव शुन करिएक मना चैतन्य कृष्णेर शास्त्र मत निरूपण Mataji's. Word to word meaning, Sakala. All. Vaishnava. O devotees of the Lord. Shuna. Please hear. Kari. Making. Ekamana. Rapt attention. Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnera. Of Lord Shri Krishna. Shastra, scriptural reference, Mata, according to, Nirupana, decision. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation, I request all my Vaishnava readers to read and hear with rapt attention this narration of Sri Krishna Chaitanya as inculcated in the revealed scriptures. Purport. Lord Chaitanya is the absolute truth, Krishna himself. This is substantiated by evidence from the authentic spiritual scriptures. Sometimes people accept a man as God on the basis of their whimsical sentiments and without reference to the revealed scriptures. But the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita proves all his statements by citing the Shastras. Thus he establishes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome all of you for today's Gaur Katha class. I'd like to seek blessings of all the devotees, especially Nartaki Mataji. Can speak something on the ongoing nectar which is flowing for the last few days on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So in our presentation today, we will first give an overview of whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we'll speak later on the pastime which took place on Jagannath Mishra festival day, and if time permits we'll speak something on Sri Navadvip Dham also. So Srila Prabhupada had explained in his scriptures that devotees in Krishna consciousness movement should specifically focus on three scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada toiled very hard and spent number of hours, especially in the night time, to write these beautiful scriptures. So Prabhupada would always say that Bhagavad Gita is the foundational study and then Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate and Chaitanya Charitamrita is a postgraduate study. I remember when I was just coming to temple, I had not joined, and I was doing BSc that time, BSc in physics. So Saman Pru was there. So he asked me, what you are studying in college? I said, I am doing BSc. So he said, I am also doing BSc. He said, what are you doing BSc in temple? Yes, BSc is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we're also doing BSc here. So Bhagavad Gita is the word of God. It is a foundational study. It is foundational study, yet Krishna reveals spiritual conclusions there. We begin there, but at beginning itself is so difficult, right? Many times we get stuck in Bhagavad Gita. But yet it is a foundational study. It's still beginning. And then we move on to Bhagavatam. So Bhagavad Gita is word of God. Bhagavatam is narration of God. And Bhagavatam contains enchanting, beautiful character of Krishna and his saintly personality, saintly devotees. And then from Srimad Bhagavatam we take on to Chaitanya Charitamrit. So Gita is word of God, Bhagavata is narration of God, and Chaitanya Charitamrit as per Acharyas is mind of God. Why? Because it reveals the inner feelings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who comes as a devotee. The inner life of Krishna is revealed to the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we feel that, we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests his pastimes, his appreciation, his feelings, his attraction for his own devotees, and how he is conquered by the love of his devotees. Srila Prabhupada, when he was preaching all over the world, he understood that he needs to give Chaitanya Charitamrita. And therefore at that time, it is mentioned that he stopped his Bhagavatam translation and he began his Chaitanya Charitamrita translation. But he was in a hurry and he wanted to get it printed also. Then we know the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon which happened in Los Angeles. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to give the entire life history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he fixed first Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada would have got time, he would have moved on to Chaitanya Bhagavata also. But Prabhupada knew that Chaitanya Bhagavata is already, the purports are given by his own spiritual master. So Prabhupada fixed Chaitanya Charitamrita as the most important literature which he wanted to contribute to the whole world. So we see that in the Jaludra diary, Srila Prabhupada writes that I am going far away from India, from Vrindavan. I am going to sail in the Western world. And I have with me, I am not feeling lonely because I have with me my mission of my Guru. And I have to my solace a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada had whole trunk load of Bhagavatam with him, but he had his own personal copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Prabhupada would read from that on his voyage. And Prabhupada mentions in his Jaludra diary, this is nectarine of life. And Prabhupada also mentions in some other dates, remark, this is source of vitality. So, Srila Prabhupada always mentioned that this Chaitanya Charitamrita is one of the most favorite books of my own guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur predicted, Srila Prabhupada recollects, that someday in this world, people would learn Bengali just to relish Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can relish Chaitanya Charitamrita in English also, but when you read in Bengali, it's something another. It's another ballgame altogether. So this whole Chaitanya Charitamrita was written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Thakur. And he mentions in the overview section that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes in this world for 48 years. In that 48 years, the first 24 years are his household life pastimes, where he stayed at home in Navadvip. And the remaining 24 to 48 are his pastimes as a sannyasi. So the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita focuses on the first 24 years of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we move on to the next 24 years of sannyas pastimes, where from 24 years to 30 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seen traveling and preaching. And that is the subject matter of Madhya Leela. So Madhya Leela is all about from the age of 24 to 30 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu extensively traveling. And then from 30 years to 48 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predominantly stayed in Jagannath Puri, and that was his Antya Leela pastime. And within that also, it is mentioned that the first 6 years of his life, that is from 30 to 36 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seen associating with his devotees. So all the beautiful pastimes are seen there. How he associates with the devotee, the culture of Vaishnava etiquette, Vaishnavism. And then from 36 chapter to 48, from 36 years to 48 years, the last 12 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much absorbed in transcendental madness in Gambhira, the last 12 years of his life. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur is one of the main important contributors for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biography. So apart from many devotees who wrote about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was one of the primary devotees who wrote the first one, the big one. And he wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat. However, Vrindavan Das Thakur has focused in his Chaitanya Bhagavat only on the initial pastimes where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before sannyas, whatever pastimes he did. So most of Chaitanya Bhagavat runs through the whole thing. And then it also focuses something on the later pastimes. But his main focus is on the Adi Leela, or the main Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pre-sannyas. So therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when he was in a divine way inspired to write on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he decided that he will write on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's initial pastimes, but he will rather give a summary of the initial pastimes and give more focus on those pastimes which Vrindavan Das Thakur has not mentioned in details. And therefore he spends more time on the Madhya Leela and the Antya Leela of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore we find Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela has 17 chapters, Madhya Leela has 25 chapters and Antya Leela has 20 chapters. So approximately there are 11,000 verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita running through 62 chapters. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that the chief source of his Chaitanya Charitamrita, the chief resources, references which he had, from which he compiled the CC, is the Adi Leela. The main reference is Murari Gupta's diary. Murari Gupta had written some notes on the pastime which he himself saw while he was there in Navadvip Dham. And he also referred Vrindavan Das Thakur's, definitely Chaitanya Bhagavat also. And the later Madhya Leela and Antya Leela predominantly depends on the diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So this is a brief understanding of what Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about. We move on now. Adi Leela, which contains 17 chapters, the first 12 chapters, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami focuses on the philosophical aspect. In fact, Prabhupada also mentions that if someone reads the first 12 chapters of Adi Leela very nicely, then there is no chance for him to give up Krishna consciousness based on philosophical deviation. So Krishnadas Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami focuses on the first establishing who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So therefore he begins first, just like we begin our Bhagavatam class with invocation prayers. So he begins with invocation prayers. The first chapter, the first 14 verses are invocation prayers. And those invocation prayers later turn into chapters in the Adi Leela. So, to the first 12 chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita initial, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami prays for blessings. Then he establishes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divinity. Then he describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. And then he also describes the reasons why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this material world. So after the first 12 chapters of Adi Leela, the next two chapters, 13th and 14th chapter of Adi Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami enters into describing, in summary, the pastimes of Bal Leela, the initial pastimes, shadowed pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherein Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance and then his beautiful naughty pastimes as a small child boy is described. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes a verse which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself quoted. And he mentions that this is the goal of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to establish. What does he establish? Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitu Pasana Vrajavadu Marge Nava Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Premam Pumartu Mahan. So, there are four things Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established as mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He establishes the goal. What is our goal? Goal is pure love of Godhead. So goal is pure love of Godhead, pure love. What is the object of that pure love? The second, he establishes Krishna. Which Krishna? Brajesh Tanayas, son of Nanda Maharaj. And who is a shining example of this love? Brajabhadu, Ramya Kachita. These are the gopis who are the shining example of love. And finally, the guidebook of developing love is Srimad Bhagavatam. So object is love, goal is love, object of love is Krishna, Shining example of love is gopis and book for love is Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to establish. And then we move on, 15th and 16th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami moves on to describe the education pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherein Lord Chaitanya, he manifests his pastime as Nimai Pandit, the erudite scholar of Navadvip Dham. And then 17th chapter describes the turn in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, where he, after his father passes away, goes to Gaya for the Pindadan, and then he meets whom? Ishwarapuri. Gets initiated, and there's a change, a complete transformation in the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From Nimai Pandit, he becomes a great devotee, as his pastimes revealed, and he comes back to Navadvip and inaugurates Sankirtan pastimes. So all that is mentioned in the 17th chapter of Adi Leela. So this way Adi Leela unfolds, Adi Leela is over, then Madhya Leela begins. And then in Madhya Leela, it is mentioned that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas. So after sannyas, what happens? That whole thing comes in the Madhya Leela. The first six chapter of Madhya Leela, 1 to 6, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to go to Vrindavan from Katwa. And then he is misdirected transcendently by Lord Nityanand Prabhu and brought to Shantipur. So the meeting of all the devotees of Navadvip again with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, and then after that Sachimata requests Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stay very close, don't go to Vrindavan, but stay very close to her so that she can keep hearing about him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decides to stay in Jagannath Puri. So the first six chapters describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's journey to Jagannath Puri. So first Shantipur, instead of going to Vrindavan, then he turns his journey towards Jagannath Puri. And on the way to Puri, what happens? All that beautiful pastimes are in the first six chapters of Madhya Leela. On the way to Puri, he goes to Remuna, and the whole pastimes of Madhavendra Puri Goswami, Kirishwar Gopinath, then Alarnath, then Katak, Sakshi Gopal, and in this way, finally, after that, the sixth chapter describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reaching Puri and fainting in front of Lord Jagannath. And Sarvam Bhattacharya picks him and takes him home. And the whole salvation of Sarvam Bhattacharya is mentioned in that chapter. So this is the first six chapter of Madhya Leela, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's journey to Jagannath Puri and reaching there. And he makes Sarvam Bhattacharya into a great devotee. From 7th chapter to 15th chapter of Madhya Leela, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeks blessings and permissions from his devotee that he wants to go to South India. Now he presents the whole thing in a unique way because he knows devotees will not agree to depart from him. So he gets a transcendental plan that he wants to search his elder brother Vishwarup, who had just left suddenly from Navadvip. So he wants to know where is he. So that's why he's going to South India, because maybe he's in South India. And with that thing, he gets the permission and then he starts his South India tour, and that's mentioned in 7th to 15th chapter. On a South India tour, he goes for 2 years of travel. In that South India tour, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Kurma Brahmana in Kurma Kshetra. He meets Vasudev, the leper. Then he goes to Kovura, and then he meets Ramanandarai, beautiful discussion of Ramanandarai with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the next chapter mentions beautifully the visits of various holy places and temples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reaches Sri Rangam and stays 4 months there. And then the beautiful story of how he meets the Brahmana who is reading the Bhagavad Gita. He stays in the house of Venkata Bhatta, and then he transforms the whole house. And that's the time when he initiates Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the small child, and places a seed of him to come to Vrindavan later. So, in this way, then after Sri Rangam, the 4 months of Chaturmas, he moves on and then finally comes to Maharashtra, Pandharpur, Nashik, Dvaipayani, comes to Mumbai also. And then finally, after that, it is mentioned, and he comes back, goes back to Puri. So he returns back to Puri, and then the same section mentions about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's participation with his devotees in the famous Jagannath Rath Yatra, the Beda Kirtan pastimes, Pratap Rudra Maharaj's deliverance, And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stays 4 months with his devotees and reciprocates with them in their beautiful transcendental devotional service. So this is from 7th chapter to 15th chapter, and then we move on to 16th to 18th chapter, there are three chapters. And in this chapter, it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now decides to go to Vrindavan. So far he has not gone to Vrindavan, which is his only cherished desire initially. Initially he was taken away from Vrindavan by Nityananda Prabhu in a transcendental way. He went to Shantipur. The next time, as many times he wanted to go to Vrindavan and took blessings and wanted to take permission, devotees would tell, we have come all the way from Bengal to meet you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you are leaving us. So Mahaprabhu would not leave. So there are many failed attempts in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life to go to Vrindavan. And then one more attempt he made where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri and went towards the east side, wherein he went up to Ramakeli, right? And there he went and met Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, and then initiated them, met Jiva Goswami there, and finally that was a connection to bring them to Vrindavan, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So he was traveling also and he was getting the devotees to Vrindavan there. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. And therein Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, you are traveling with a big number of devotees, a big yatra. Now when you go to Vrindavan, please do not go like this. It is always we go alone so you can relish Vrindavan more. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes that advice. From Ramakeli, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes back to Jagannath Puri. So this was, there are so many failed attempts. So 16th chapter mentions all those failed attempts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And 17th chapter, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually decides, now I have to go to Vrindavan. And finally he gets permission from his devotees and he travels from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan. And on the way, then you find the Jharikhand pastimes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transforming all the animals, making them chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He goes to Varanasi, then Prayag, and from Prayag he reaches Vrindavan Dham. And that ecstasy which unfolds in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mentioned in the 18th chapter of Madhya Leela. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. Our Vaishnava Acharyas have described the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy seeing that the Vrindavan inhabitants, how they reciprocated in that beautiful song of Dhule Dhule Gaura Chand Hari Gunagai Asiya Vrindavan Nache Gaura Rai. That whole song is nothing but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan and how Vrindavan is reciprocating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So beautiful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there. He went to the 12th forest of Vrindavan. He did Govardhan Parikrama. He found out Radha Kund, Sham Kund. Then he wanted to take darshan of deity of Gopalji who was on the Govardhan Hill, but he could not do because he could not climb. Then Gopalji comes down, reciprocates Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spends all that time in Vrindavan. And then 19th chapter to 25th chapter describes his return journey from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. On that return journey, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes back first to Prayag and then to Varanasi. And in Prayag, he meets Rupa Goswami, who is now traveling from Ramakeli first. So he meets Rupa Goswami and then he spends time giving the conclusion of Shastra, teaching Rupa Goswami essential conclusions so that he can go to Vrindavan and write scriptures. And then from Prayag, then he moves on to Varanasi. In Varanasi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets Sanatana Goswami and then he teaches the conclusion of Shastra to Sanatana Goswami, and after Sanatana Goswami's siksha is over, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spends time on one more mission. He wants to make Prakashananda Saraswati and his 40,000 disciples into great devotees, and that happens. And there also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touches the heart of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So in this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moves on, and then it is mentioned finally, Antya Leela begins, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has now returned to Puri from Vrindavan. And then the first 13 chapter mentions how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciprocating with each and every devotee, appreciating the qualities of devotees and also correcting few devotees. So those whole first 13 chapters of Antya Leela is nothing but Vaishnava etiquette in action. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself teaches the culture of Vaishnavism and how devotees should behave, what are the examples for us to follow and what we should avoid. So in appreciating devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with as if having many mouths, is glorifying the humility of Srila Rupa Goswami, the surrender and the Vaishnava etiquette of Sanatana Goswami, the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, the unshakable faith of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, the service attitude of Govinda, the spontaneous love of Jagadananda Pandit, and the pure chanting of Haridas Thakur, and the devotion of Pradyumna Brahmachari, and so on and so forth. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also teaches us vital lessons of how we should guard against in our Krishna consciousness, and corrects his devotees, chastises them if needed. So for that, the section of Chota Haridas is there, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows how a vairagi, a renunciate, should have a proper, should not have improper association. Then he shows through the example of Bhagavan Acharya the dangers of Mayavad philosophy. Through the example of Damodar Pandit and Ramachandra Puri, he teaches how we should not criticize elders or fault find. And then through the pastime of Pradyumna Mishra, getting confused by seeing Ramananda Rai's demeanor of decorating the young girls, he teaches the example how we should not superficially see a devotee. And then through the episode of Vallabh Bhatt, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that how we should respect our elders, our teachers. So this is the first 13 chapters of Antya Leela. And then the 14th chapter to 19th chapter is the Guhya chapter, the very, very intimate, very, very deep esoteric pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The reason, the external appearance, external reasons of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done it. Now the internal reasons why he has come to relish the bhava of Srimati Radharani, that is seen fully in the 14th to 19th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retreats into seclusion, and there he is shown feelings of separation, his eagerness for Krishna, and then his ecstasy are in detail mentioned in the 14th to 19th chapter, wherein there are so many incidents of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just running away from some places just so that he could meet Krishna. And in those pastimes, there is this Chataka Parvat pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu running into the ocean, and all those pastimes come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just in ecstasy, not aware of what's happening around. So in this way, Antalila ends, Antalila 19 chapters, 14 to 19 chapter ends there. And the chapter 20 is the last chapter of the Antalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the last chapter, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami first focuses on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's most important essential aid instruction, the Shikshashtakam prayers. So he narrates those verses and he speaks on how these verses are nothing but the journey of a spirit soul to Krishna Prem, Ado Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, like that. So in this way, chapter 20 concludes the last 100 verses, wherein Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami speaks on the closing pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Tota Gopinath. And finally, he concludes the Chaitanya Charitamrita with his own words of appreciation and gratitude to what he received from great devotees. So in this way, Chaitanya Charitamrita beautifully goes through the wonderful narration of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. And this is a book which Srila Prabhupada has given all of us to study deeply and get a glimpse of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in the role of a devotee, because it is mentioned that Lord Krishna was seeing that he gave all the conclusions of Shastra, what to follow, but somehow the people were not able to follow. So Mahaprabhu decided, I have to come myself and show how to follow. So he came as a devotee, and his whole life is nothing but a devotional endeavor for us to move in our devotional path. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come alone. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all of his associates, and primarily there are five, Panchatattva. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Panchatattva, who are these five? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakta Rupa, the original form of a devotee. Bhakta Swarupakam. Nityanand Prabhu. Just like Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, his first expansion is Balaram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes as the original devotee, his first expansion devotee is Nityanand Prabhu. So Bhakta Swarupakam is expansion of a devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is original form of a devotee, Nityanand Prabhu is expansion of a devotee. Advaita Acharya is Bhakta Avataram, incarnation as a devotee, incarnation of a devotee. And then Srivas Thakur is Bhaktakhyam, that is Bhakta himself, pure devotee. And Gadadhar Pandit, Bhakta Shaktikam, the devotional energy. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that in five tattvas, all these five come together to inaugurate and spread the Sankirtan movement and flood the whole world in the process of chanting of the holy names. So this was something about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his beautiful rendition of pastimes. Now today is Jagannath Mishra festival day. I'd like to also speak something on what happened after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. Yesterday we heard from various devotees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, divine appearance in Navadvip Dham. Now what happened after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance? It is mentioned there was ecstasy all over Navadvip after Mahaprabhu appeared. It is mentioned that Jagannath Mishra, his whole house was flooded, not just with Krishna Prem, but also with Krishna devotees. It is mentioned that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the house of Jagannath Mishra, all the ladies who were surrounding Sachi Mata, they wanted to declare to everyone that a child is born, an effulgent child is born. And they declared in their unique Bengali style. And that is, they call it ululation, right? They ululated. And in this way, everyone, not just in the home, but everyone around the house came to know that a child is born. And they came all running. The friends came, the relatives came running to the house of Jagannath Mishra. It is mentioned Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur, who was there in Jagannath Mishra's house, who is also the father of Shachi Devi. He happened to be a great astrologer. So he made the chart. The child was born, he saw the calculation time and he made a chart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he made the astrological chart and now you try to read that chart. And he was astounded that this whole chart, he had never seen such a chart. It was esoteric chart, first of all, because every house of that chart, as I mentioned technically house in that chart, was full of all divine signs. So he was completely taken aback. So then he wanted to see the child. And then he went and saw the child, Nimai. He saw the small child. Then he saw in the child's face beautiful divine symbols. And then he got more confused. Who is this child who has come in our house? Now, in this way, it is mentioned that Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur was surrounded by all people around him. Saying, please tell us what's in the chart. What's... And this Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur was not able to speak. Because he himself was very much amazed by the chart. Now, meanwhile, what happened is, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions, more he tried to speak, more he found difficult to speak. At this time, Navadvip, which was already overpopulated with such a population because it's an education center, became more populated because now people are coming from all over the universe. The denizens of heaven, from other lokas, they all came disguised as Bengali gentlemen and Bengali ladies. And the house was overpacked, overwhelmed, super packed. And one of this, whoever it was, I don't know, a Brahmana comes in to help Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur. And the Brahmana says, show me the chart. I also know how to speak the future. So he takes the chart from Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur and said, oh, this boy is a great saintly Brahmana. And I can predict that he is none other than Supreme Lord Narayan, who has come to establish the essence of all religion. This child will initiate the preaching movement to deliver the entire world. And everyone's like, ah, small child, preaching movement. And they mentioned, this child will give everyone that thing which even Shiva, even Brahma is desiring to have. And then he said, just by seeing him, just by seeing this child as he grows, people will develop compassion for other living entities just by seeing this child. Even a hardcore atheist will fall at the feet of this child and worship him. And then he mentioned, Jagannath Mishra, you are so fortunate, this Brahmana mentioned. I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the illustrious father of this illustrious child. Saying this, it is mentioned that Jagannath Mishra was into ecstasy, hearing this, all these great signs and activities of his child, which he's going to do later. And Jagannath Mishra, being a poor Brahmana, wanted to actually give gifts to this. This Brahmana was predicting. But he had nothing in his house. So immediately offered obeisances and touched the feet of this Brahmana and said, I can only give you this. I can offer my pranams to your lotus feet. And this Brahmana was taken aback. Hey, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's father is touching my feet. So he moved out. And then he caught the feet of Jagannath Mishra. So there was a competition in catching of feet. And seeing this competition, all the devotees raised their hand and chanted, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari.
So in this way, this beautiful story unfolds further. And it is mentioned that at this time, this Brahmana said, because your child is going to maintain the whole universe, please name him as Vishvambhara. And because he is the moon of this whole Navadvip, please call him Navadvip Chandra. So these two names were given by this Brahmana. So they said that Jagannath Mishra was very ecstatic. And meanwhile, the relatives and the friends who had come to Jagannath Mishra's house, now they started giving blessings to the child, to everyone present. And after that, soon musicians came. So clay drums, flutes, and shehnai, reed instruments. They all came and they played beautiful, harmonious music. Wonderful music was played and everyone could hear that. Now the heavenly ladies who had come as Bengali ladies disguised, they were moving inside the house along with all the Bengali ladies. So one of the heavenly ladies was Aditi, the mother of demigods. So she came forward and she had a durva grass, auspicious grass in her right hand. And she touched also some paddy and she touched the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nimai, small child, and said, may you live a long life. So Vrindavan Dasa mentioned, may you live a long life, because he is Supreme Personality about it. So he mentions what she is saying, that may you live long in this material world and show your pastimes to all of us and purify us. So that was the purport given by Vrindavan Dasa Thakur. So in this way, then Sachi Devi was thinking that who is this lady who is coming and giving blessings? Other ladies come. We have never seen these ladies in our Navadvip any time before. But this was the same thought which was going on in all the ladies of Navadvip. We have never seen these ladies before. They look very effulgent. But they are feeling very little hesitant to even ask them, who are you? Kahan se aaye aap? So they didn't ask. But somehow they were very happy that people have come from so many places and the whole house was flooded with great Vaishnavas. And all these ladies came forward and they took dust of Sachi Mata's feet. And that was more difficult for Sachi Mata because, you know, she was not knowing why people are coming and touching my feet. So this chapter ends in Chaitanya Bhagavat with Vrindavan Das Thakur mentioning that neither the Vedas nor Lord Ananta could ever describe the extreme jubilation which took place in the house of Jagannath Mishra after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. It looked like, Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions, it looked like the entire Nadia was in the house. And everyone without any without anything, they were chanting the names of Krishna. They were chanting Hari Bol, Hari Hari. In fact, it is mentioned that Hari Bol and Hari Hari were so much emanating from the house of Jagannath Mishra that now, during the eclipse, people were chanting Hari Hari and they were in Ganga. So they were moving out of Ganga and going back to their house. And they were hearing Hari 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 from the house of Nimai Pandit, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. And they thought that eclipse has just gone, but we should continue chanting Hari Hari. So they also chanted Hari Hari. So everywhere in Nariya, Navadvip, there was Hari Hari. Inside the house, outside the house. So Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that in this way, the moon of Navadvip, Lord Gaurachandra, appeared on Falgun, on the Gaur, on the Purnima day, full moon day, and he mentions that Lord Nityananda Prabhu also appeared on the 13th moon day, right? And then he mentions that these 2 days are very important for Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya line. If someone follows properly these 2 holy occasions, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions, then he benedicts that those 2, if they follow these 2 holy occasions, then they will develop soon love of Godhead and they will cut all the knots of material illusion just by following very sincerely and seriously these 2 days. And he mentions, anyone who hears Lord's narration, beautiful pastimes, he will be freed from all miseries, and then after getting love of Godhead, he will become an eternal servitor in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So this was this beautiful day of Jagannath Mishra, where all the great devotees came together and they celebrated, and they celebrated in the happiness of Jagannath Mishra, and how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later beautifully unfolded his pastimes in the island, in the Dham of Navadvip. It is mentioned that this Navadvip Dham, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in, is a very, very special holy place. It is eternally always there, but it's manifesting especially in Kali Yuga for the age of people in Kali, for the age of Kali Yuga, age of Kali, people in the age of Kali. It is said that all the holy places, when they knew, came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing in Navadvip Dham, they wanted to also come and participate in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the holy rivers, all the holy places. Because in Kali Yuga they knew people will come and deposit all the sins in them. So they were already very much saddened with the fact of Kali Yuga coming in. So they wanted to purify themselves and take advantage. So all the holy places, all the holy rivers came in Navadvip and made their eternal residence there. So it is mentioned there are 16 rivers which are there in Navadvip. Many of them are not seen. Many of them are just dry riverbed, or many of them are just lakes. But all 16 rivers manifested. And they are Yamuna, Bhogavati, Alkananda, Kaveri, Saraswati, Tamraparani, Brahmaputra, Sarayu, Ganga, Manasi Ganga, Kritamala, Vidyadhari, Narmada, Gomati, Mandakini, Godavari. 16 rivers they manifested. And the 16 rivers cut through the whole Navadvip. And that's why it's called Navadvip. Dvip means island. Island means cover from all sides by water. But now we cannot see that because most of it is just one Ganga is flowing main and the Jalangi Saraswati is intersecting. But those times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's times, actually there were various rivers flowing, intersecting all the islands and making it to 9 islands. So in this way, there are these 16 holy rivers, and there are many holy places in Navadvip which came to Navadvip to see the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mathura, Ayodhya, Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Ujjain, Avantika and Dwarka. They all manifested in Navadvip. Of course, the 12th forest of Vrindavan is there. And in this way, there are many more things. So we'll end our class here. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna.